it's an amazing opportunity, the scholarship. I think it's very easy on looking back at us on the day to not quite realize the magnitude of what it can do for you as a young chef moving forward. It's a fantastic family to be associated with. The seeing as the founding fathers of great gastronomy in this country, really. And for me, like looking back at it now, I feel like on the day, obviously, I was there to test myself to see where I am, I suppose, in my career, and am I, you know, at a certain level, I suppose, amongst, you know, some amazing competitors in the UK. But then after years of, you know, being part of it, you realise there's a massive network then that's there in place. And that network branches out into European countries, into, you know, Scandinavian countries and America and everything through, because every second year we meet up as scholars and do trips, which was obviously kiboshed because of the pandemic. And these are amazing kind of educational opportunities to go and see, you know, some great chefs like Thomas Keller, or, you know, we went to Germany and we spent some amazing time with some amazing three-star chefs in Germany. You know, so it's a huge springboard in a young chef's career, I think, and that's why myself and Camille have been talking about it as a very important stepping stone for him maybe moving forward. So,
yeah. And it can be, I guess, really disheartening if you don't finish first or if you're a runner-up, but it doesn't take away from the talent that we have here, does it?
No, certainly not. No, I think it's... I think the fundamentals of the scholarship was, in a sense, from speaking to Michel Senior, was to promote, you know, young people within this country and to help them get into two and three star Michelin restaurants within Europe, which back in the 80s wouldn't have been so prevalent at the time. But now, with the big amount of you know, chefs and gastronomy happening in this country, I think this country is up there with the best. Yeah, so.
And obviously, yeah. You've been in it for 2 decades, you said, and you also said that the amount of Michelin star restaurants that are coming through has increased.
Yeah.
Why do you think this is?
Well, it's because of, I suppose, there's an interest. There's certainly an interest in that dining and hospitality. And plus, as well, there's an amazing level of produce and the amazing ingredients in this country. And, you know, I think it's amazing that, like, like-minded chefs and restaurateurs and people within this industry are looking to be at the top of that, really, and that at the end of the day fundamentally means that we'll have more awards and more stars going around, you know, which is all the better for everyone, really, I think.
It's quite a job to maintain the Michelin star, though, isn't it?
Well, it's rewarding for sure. Yeah, you know, every year you have to prove that you're at that standard, but that's what we do. That's what we enjoy doing. That's why we come to work every day to be a part of that hub of creativity, of excellence, of always, you know, striving to be the best. And in doing so, hopefully create a nice hospitable environment for guests to come in and actually enjoy some wonderful food.
And what's your advice to Camille ahead of Thursday?
He's a very experienced chef. He just has to stay calm and allow your experience to shine, really. At the end of the day, it can be, you know, daunting meeting all these people, and, you know, for sure, but embrace it, enjoy it, and don't forget that everyone's there to help you, you know, and that's really the best thing to think about, that everyone's there and they want you to do the best you can.